This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Earlier this week, I talked with Gary Larson, who is harvesting asparagus north of Pasco. When we last visited Gary in late March, his asparagus had yet to poke through the ground, but for the most part, it's been a good season.
We get a couple warm days and here and there, and then it cools back off to optimal asparagus growing conditions.
In late April, a windstorm with gusts to over 50 miles per hour caused damage to 3 days' worth of harvest.
When you get a sustained wind like that for 4 or 5 hours, the ground starts moving, even though we do our best to stop it. And what it does is makes it curl over. Then the heads are full of sand, and so all we can do is cut it and put it on the ground.
Gary said when temperatures get above 85, it affects the asparagus.
It causes the spear tips to open up a little bit, and it's not that tight head. It doesn't affect the taste. It's more of an appearance thing.
They do have ways to mitigate the hot weather as long as it doesn't get too hot.
We can control it by putting a lot of water on it. And if we can lower that ground temp by a couple of degrees, it'll slow it down. But when you get 95 to 100 degrees, there's not much you can do with it.
Gary has a tip for what to look for to get the best and freshest asparagus at the market.
It'll actually say a product of the USA. State of Washington, just about everybody has on the rubber bands, product of Washington.
Thanks to Gary Larson of Larson Farms for an update on the asparagus crop. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.